Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griff Show underway. Yes, my name is Mary Griff. I can't even pronounce my own name. My guest did not show up. I'm not surprised. I keep saying, do you really want to keep doing this? Because you seem to be awfully busy. They said, oh, no, we want to keep doing it. So, but they're not here today. So we're going to have open phones until Ryan Tanner arrives. And then we'll have some fun. So open phones right now, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, that's what we're going to talk about today on The Mary Griffith Show. Kim Kardashian, you know, she really is smart. She just gets a bad rap because she's an idiot, but that's okay. I mean, it's kind of interesting. She is a lawyer. I don't think she passed the bar. So I don't think she can practice law anywhere, but she is a lawyer, and she has always been trying to be an advocate for criminal justice reform. She did that in the Trump administration and got a lot of people pardoned through President Trump, and now she's starting in on this administration. Kim Kardashian, reality TV star and law school graduate, joined Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday for a roundtable highlighting the administration's efforts on criminal justice reform. And Joe Biden has used his clemency powers to end the sentences of nonviolent drug offenders who face significantly longer sentences when they were sentenced than they would now. So in other words, they've changed all the laws, but now if you're sitting in jail for 25 years because you were convicted 10 years ago, you still have the long sentence. So she's advocating for everybody who is serving a drug term that is nonviolent to have their sentence commuted once they reach what now the maximum level is. So, you know, that makes kind of sense. So if you want to comment on that, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Here's something. I don't know if I want to have this, although it'd be kind of cool. Maybe if I win the lottery, I will buy my own flame-throwing robot dog. It's only $9,400. The flame-throwing dog is called Therminator. It's a robot. It's more than just a guard dog, although it'd be pretty intimidating. The Therminator for $9,400 is operated over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. It can shoot flames up to 30 feet. It is legal in all 50 states, but if you live in California or Maryland, you have to get a special permit to have a flame-throwing dog. I'm sorry. This can also be used for controlled burns, ice and snow removal, which I think is genius. Like, just put out Therminator, your flame-throwing dog, and he can clear the driveway for you. I'm going to get my husband this for his birthday because, you know, it's really annoying when he has to take time away from me to go out and shovel the sidewalk. It can clear weeds. It can start fireworks shows remotely. And it's also good for pest removal. Well, yeah, but I think the pest would just run away from the flames and go somewhere else. So if you'd like the flame-throwing robot dog, it's only $9,400, and its name is Therminator. You can look it up on the website if you're really, really interested. Here's something more useful. The world's largest 3D printer has created a house that can cut construction time and labor. This is in Maine, at the University of Maine. Now they have an even bigger 3D printer, the world's largest. Maine had the world's largest, now they made an even bigger one at the University of Maine. 4 times larger than the original 3D construction, capable of printing gigantic objects, including 3D printed home technology. It uses bio-based materials to print full neighborhoods. They say it's an avenue to affordable housing to address homelessness in the Maine region. The printer's frame fills up the large building in which it's housed at the University of Maine campus. It can print a single object that is 96 feet long by 32 feet wide by 18 feet high. Now, this sounds so far-fetched, but it's truly happening. This is not something like, you know, that this is really useful. Wouldn't it be cool? Because we already have prefabricated homes that are kind of built, like some of them are built in prison settings by prison labor. Others are built off-site in a factory and then brought to the site and assembled. What if you could 3D print an entire home and then just move it to the site. I mean, a house that's 96 feet long by 32 feet wide, that's a pretty big home. 18 feet high could include, you know, two stories, or maybe a story and a half, a story and a loft. I mean, this is to me a genius idea. Now, I don't know how much it costs, but I would assume that if they're trying to get it into, you know, unconventional neighborhoods where low-income people have homelessness and housing issues, I imagine it can't cost that much. And they use bio-based materials, so they're not making it out of, you know, brick. I mean, brick is a bio-based material, but I mean, they're making it out of things that probably people are throwing away and recycling. So 3D printed homes. We need to learn more from the University of Maine. We talked about prison and commuting sentences just a minute ago. Here's something interesting that happens in Chicago at the Cook County Jail. An unconventional book club meets. 22-year-old college senior from DePaul University Law School drives a van of her law school peers to the Cook County Jail to discuss books with inmates and with well-known activist Sister Helen Prejean, the Dead Man Walking sister, real person. Thought-provoking questions to launch the conversations at the Chicago Cook County Jail about the most recent books they've been reading together. One club rule is clear. Discussions about personal lives are encouraged, but no questions are permitted about why any member is in jail. Would you be part of a book club? If you were a DePaul University student, would you want to go down to the Cook County Jail and be part of a book club? That'd be interesting. Not everybody in jail is a violent criminal. Might be kind of interesting to see what they have to think about, see what kind of books they like. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Your phone calls are welcome at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Well, we had a caller who tried to call, but they were not patient enough. So if you want to be on the Mary Griffith Show, please call now, 1-800-228-9823 or 223-9300, 217-223-9300. We would entertain anything you want to talk about. I get so excited. The phone's ringing. Then I go to answer it. I say, good morning. You'll be my first guest up. Dead air. So please, if you want to be on the show, please call. Would love to have you on the Mary Griffith Show this morning. Several other things in my grab bag while I wait. Oh, good. Now the lines are lighting up. Now you've got the idea, folks. All right. Good morning. Hi. Good morning. I'm good. What's happening? Well, we have not, because we were not the originating Paul Harvey radio station. I don't know if that's copyrighted. Okay. So it's just like one of his, now you know the rest of the story kind of things? 1964. Okay. 1964, Paul Harvey, and what's the name of it? If I Were the Devil. I will talk to Quaid. Yeah, if it's, okay, if it's not copyrighted, we'll try to get it on. Don't ruin the ending for me, but we'll see what we can do. So, Fran, what are you doing with yourselves nowadays? Isn't that wonderful, though, to not have to do a lot? Isn't that what retirement's all about? Okay, well, you call the Mary Griffith Show anytime. We are bored, okay? Thank you. Thank you so very much. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. You're on the air on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind? Oh, I know. Mine does. Mine will turn on, yeah. It's illegal. Did you know it's against the law? When your windshield wipers are moving, your lights must be on. Well, gee whiz. Thank you for that phone call. Okay, folks, if you're driving and it's dark like this and it's raining, turn your lights on. It's simple. That's all you have to do. Those of you who listen to the show a lot know that, you know, I am a freak about certain things. And one of the things I'm absolutely fascinated by is Mount Everest and people who explore Mount Everest, since many of them die. I mean, this is not like, hey, I went to Six Flags and rode on the roller coaster. It was really scary. I mean, you know, okay, but very few people die. But Mount Everest, they do. Well, they uncovered George Mallory's last letter from Everest. He wrote it to his wife before he vanished a century ago. George Mallory wrote his wife, "The odds are 50 to 1 against us." The letter was published by Cambridge University. George Mallory was trying to ease her worries, but he said his chances of reaching the world's highest peak were 50 to 1 against us. He said, "I'm optimistic, but I'm exhausted, and the difficulties of this expedition on my quest to be the first to conquer the peak are unsurmountable." We do not know to this day whether Mallory ever made it up to the top, because he never came back. He and his climbing partner, Andrew Irvine, perished in 1924, but they did find the letter. They've got so much debris on top of Mount Everest, because everybody that goes up there wants to plant a flag. They want to leave a memento. Well, of course, half the people, actually, it's easier to get to the top than it is to come back down. And this is where most people die. The achievement is not really getting to the top. That's pretty spectacular. But more people die on the way down. Because on the way up, if you really get in trouble, you're like, eh, I can't make it. I think I'll turn around and go back. I don't want to die trying. But after you've already made it to the top, then, obviously, there's a big letdown in your adrenaline. You also have exhausted yourself getting up there. More people die on the way down than on the way up. And there's these bodies everywhere, because there's no way to clean up there, because you can't carry anything. It's physically exhausting just for you to take a step. So they're going to start limiting the stuff that people can take to the top of Mount Everest. And, of course, again, it's gross, but if you die, they don't take your body down. So year after year after year, as more and more people die trying, or die trying to come down, wouldn't that preclude you from wanting to step over? I mean, I'm sorry, but that would be enough for me. I would not want to do that. Anyway, I've always been fascinated by people who climb mountains. And there's a group called the 14,000s, and they climb the 14,000 peaks in the United States, which is dangerous. Again, when you get above 13,000, I don't know what that magic number has to do, but I guess it's oxygen depletion. When you get above 13,000, it really gets dangerous and you can die. And I've always wondered, what is it like to have a hobby that you can die from? It's very strange. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. If you'd like to be part of this shoot and match, I mean, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. And we'll see if you've got requests, like Fran had a request for Paul Harvey. We'll see if we can get it done. We can't get it done today, but we'll see if we can get it done. So you stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Right. There are 14,000 peaks in other states, but you're right. Colorado probably has, and California probably has the most. Thank you for adding that. I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Our guests for the second half of the Mary Griffith Show have arrived, and we're excited about that. So we're not going to accept any more phone calls during open lines. Friday, April 26th, Mary Griffith Show brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi, where the beans are always hand-roasted. And my good morning partner, Quaid, is out this morning giving away pre-Pepsi products at his location. So find him on the web and go visit him. But first, we're going to say good morning to Megan Fisher and Ryan Fisher. And Jay Cordinger may or may not speak. We'll just see if we allow him to. Well, I'm not turning his microphone on yet. I like having complete control over him. Okay. Megan Fisher and Ryan Fisher are here to talk about the Armory.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's an event center. It used to be an armory. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
What a great name.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I want you to, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Megan, tell us about yourself and how you got involved in this kind of
sure.
stuff.
So Ryan and I are born and raised here in Quincy, Illinois, and we have never left, love the town, and we love downtown. And I've also always dreamt of having some kind of venue for weddings, maybe not the receptions, but the weddings. And we've talked about it for 12 years. And then our partners who own the patio across the street asked us if we'd be interested. And the moment I saw the outside of the building and then walked in the inside, it was an absolute yes. It is a gem right here downtown Quincy.
The gem of the gem city. The Armory is located, is that on Jersey?
416 Jersey.
Yeah, 416 Jersey, so it's very close to the patio. So there's some good combinations there that can happen. I know that one of your big events that's coming up is going to be the 200th birthday party of Adams
yes,
County.
Yes, very big event.
So you're already open and you're already booking events.
Yes.
So this is just one more thing to let people know that this is available. And I'm dying to know. I know some Fishers. I went to school with some Fishers. Who is your mother? Who are your mother and father?
My mother and father is Greg and Debbie Fisher.
Okay, yeah.
I'm grandfather Alan and Mary Fisher.
Yeah, I think I'm on your father's. I used to say, hey, you know, I went to school with your mom. Now it's I went to school with your grandma, but that's okay.
We're getting there too.
Yeah,
we're getting there too.
You're at least only one generation down from me. Yeah,
right,
that's the good news.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my
we're
God.
We're seeing our friends' kids get married.
Yeah,
Armory.
I'm right. Like, if these are the grandkids, I'm just going to have to end it right now.
That's right.
Okay, now, what did you say, smartass? I didn't have your...
I said, wasn't when you were a freshman and they were a senior, is that how that works?
Yeah, I was in the senior center and they were freshmen, is how that works. Shut up, I'm turning your mic off. Leave it on just in case you want to make another snarky comment. You know, I want you to know that it wasn't Jay that scheduled this. It was his good. It was the good side of Jay Ryan.
Yes.
And so I said, sure, I'd love to have him on. I didn't know I was going to get, you know, the evil twin, but that's okay. We carry on here at the Mary Griffith Show. So what is it about the Armory and what are you trying to express? Because it really is a multifunctional venue, but what are you specifically trying to market and trying to get people to know, hey, I can have my ex there?
You can have anything there, big or small. Our big focus right now is wedding receptions, corporate events, holiday parties, fundraisers, but we also can do anything. We've had a birthday party up to, you know, 350 people last minute. We have the front space where we can do baby showers and small birthday parties. We have a Q&E high school reunion coming up, and they have such fun ideas. Every event is so unique and special, and it's just really cool to be a small part of the day. There's probably nothing we'd rule out. We are open to ideas. We're kind of open to small events, big events, anything.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the space. The space is kind of a blank canvas. So like you said, anything can happen there. What are the dimensions?
Oh, that's Ryan's forte.
Dimensions, you know, in the back portion, it's approximately 122 by 88.
That's big.
That's 9,000 square feet. But in that footprint, you know, there is a catering area, prep kitchen, green room, the bar area, So, big space back there.
Full service. And then you can have smaller event, because you don't want a small event that's swallowed.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah. But when you talk about the prep kitchen, are you actually preparing food there, or is most of it catered in?
Most of it's catered in.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of it. Yeah, it is just a prep kitchen, but a big space, you know, great to work in, good comfortability.
And that leads me to the next question. When you're co-owned by people that already own a restaurant, are you restricted to only the patio catering, or can you have anybody cater?
We first refer them to the patio.
Because you want to keep your job.
Yeah,
you're smart.
But we don't limit the catering. We know everyone has a different idea for their event. We don't want to restrict them. We definitely want it to be their special day.
That is smart. It is smart. Of course, you know, if they want to use the patio, how convenient, how wonderful, how economical.
Yes.
But some people have another idea, or maybe their family, you know, they have a good cook, so they want to. Because I remember, I won't mention the venue, but there was a venue that opened years ago, and they were very restrictive. And they only partnered with one catering company, and you had to have that be the catering company. And guess what they found out? that while some people liked that catering company, not everybody did. And if you didn't like that catering company, you weren't going to rent their venue.
Absolutely.
Right.
And they changed their policy. Yeah. So, you know, you do have to be in the free enterprise system. If you're going to be out there competing with a lot of different venues, you do have to offer choice or people will not choose you. And there are plenty of halls, it seems like, to have things, but yet I always hear people say, I couldn't find a place.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing how fast venues book up. So being a new place in town, we found that that's one of the first things they look for when planning in any event, really. So definitely booking up.
I remember years ago, some deluded person, fortunately he changed his mind, asked me to marry him. And when I called my mother to tell her, the first thing she said was, we've got to book a place. I mean, it wasn't congratulations, I hope you have many years of happiness together. It was like, oh my God, where are we going to throw this party? And it was hysterical, you know, her ideas of things that we should do.
Important.
Right. But, you know, that is, it's a hard decision to make. And talk a little bit about that, because how long have you been open now? You've been open for a while.
Yep. We bought the building in August 2021. It took us about 4 or 5 months to figure out what we were going to do with the building.
Well, in August in 2021, you couldn't do anything with
that. Yes.
You might have had an event center, but nobody having an event.
Right.
Yes, exactly. So as winter of 2021 came along, people found out that we were moving along, and people came into this blank space that was rough. And they're like, we see your vision, we see what you're going to do, and started booking. And it was rough.
So, but that was the wonderful thing about it is you were going to finish it out.
And pre-construction, people could still see, you know, what we were describing. What we
and you've got a little bit of construction background in your family,
a
Mr. Fisher.
Just
a little bit. It helps. So, you know, again, you probably wanted to make it generic enough that any, you know, it's kind of like when you sell a house, you know, relocation white or relocation off white. You don't want it to be so generic that there's no personality to it, but you don't want it to be so super trendy that if somebody doesn't like, you know, if they're not having a quinceanera there, they don't want a Hispanic, you know, theme.
Absolutely.
I definitely don't want the skull stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't want to go with a skull theme. So you've been able to help people see a vision.
Yeah, we definitely kept the building to his historical beauty, just added a flair of new. Mm-hmm. And Ryan obviously did all the work and worked with amazing contractors here in town. And Morgan Miles did our bar and did an amazing job.
Yes, and helped out with a lot of the design in there with Megan and Nye's vision, you know, to describe to her. She took it right to picture.
Right.
So
it always helps to have those experts that have that eye. That have the eye. So we're going to take a break, but before we do, how can we get in touch with you and how can we book the venue? We'll talk about it more, but I just, in case somebody has to run somewhere by 10 o'clock, I want to make sure they get this out.
Sure. The easiest way is to give me a call. My number is 217-430-5947. You can look us up on Facebook, the Quincy Armory Event Center, and our website is armory@tanager.com.
Armory@tanager.com.
I'm sorry. That's my email.
It's quincyarmory.com.
Thank you, Jack.
Quincyarmory.com.
And Megan, that's also your cell phone number if anybody cares. But
that's
if you want to call to leave a message, you can too. It's 217-953-4600 if someone can't get a hold of you there too. So.
Great.
So.
Apparently, Ryan Fisher has no problem with a strange man giving out his wife's cell phone number. Okay. On that note, I'm turning off all of their microphones, and I'm going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening in the farm markets. It is 9:47. We'll be back to talk about the Armory Event Center. It's filling up fast, folks. So if you've got an event you want to have, you better mark down that number and get them called today. Well, we're married. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Megan and Ryan Fisher are here, and they are owners and runners of the Armory Event Center. Tell us about the first event you had there. It was so exciting, I'm sure. I remember we ran a news story about it, but I've kind of lost the details, Megan. So talk about where you've been and where you're going.
Sure. In November 2022, we had a small wedding. It was just the wedding. It was about 100 people. It was a smooth transition.
That's a small wedding?
Yeah.
No,
just
a small wedding is what
reception.
I had.
Okay. And then our first reception was December of 2022, and it was an amazing event, and it luckily it was friends of ours, and everything came together, and we have been going nonstop since.
Your face lit up when you were talking about that, and that's one of the reasons I bet you like your job.
Oh, I love it.
It's always a place where something happy is happening, right?
Yep, it's super stressful up to the event moment, and then it just comes together, because you want to make sure it's perfect for them. You want to make sure we're accommodating, which Ryan and I are always there, or we have someone with us or takes our place. In 2024, right now, we're looking pretty good. We have about 35 events booked. We have some dates in June open, a couple in July. One hot date is September 21st. We're booked August through November nonstop. We have just September 21st, and October and September are the biggest wedding months, we found out.
Yeah, I got married in September. Yeah, so if you want to have something on September 21st, call the Armory Event Center today, because that date is probably taken in many other event centers.
For
like
sure.
You said, it's funny. We think of June as the wedding month, but it really isn't anymore.
We only have two in June this year.
Yeah.
I think people are just worried about the weather. This fall just kind of can give you a little bit better chances.
I think people also think they're going to get married in June and find out how long it takes to plan a wedding. And they realize they'll try. Because, I mean, I remember my husband and I were talking about this. We had, like, really some dates, and then I'm like, and then later, let's go later, it's like, I'm not trying to put things off, I'm not getting cold feet, but September, I think I can manage, I don't know if I can do May or June, that might be a little bit too much. So when folks, like, talk about, I don't mean talk about pricing, you don't have to reveal that if you don't choose to, but I haven't rented an event center, I'll be honest, I haven't done this. This is not something in my bailiwick. I go to a lot of things, but I'm not the one in charge of picking the venue. So what are we looking for? Like, if I call, I don't even know what I want sometimes. Is it better to come down and see the thing in person? I would imagine that looking at it, or at least looking at your website and kind of getting an idea, because you kind of have to put your eyes on something if you're going to plan a party.
I think a lot of people already know the options here in Quincy, and they are excited about a new option. And I do email them. I correspond with them via the phone. I give them a lot of the details, but I do tell them, the minute you walk in this building, you're going to see how beautiful it is and how unique it is. And people come down, and they love it. They walk through the doors off of Jersey, and the lobby is just unique. It has two staircases going up. It's just absolutely beautiful. And then you open those doors. We do it very dramatically. Open the doors to the drill hall, and it's just this huge space that half of Quincy doesn't even know exists.
Right.
And most people fall in love with it. And
just like we did when we walked into it.
It had been empty for a while. I mean, ironically, I think one of my best Mary Griffith shows ever was when I talked about the guys from Vietnam who were in the National Guard. Their unit got called up. Of course, they all came out of the armory for their, they all left from the armory to go to Vietnam. Not a single one of them perished.
Wow.
That whole unit came back intact.
Oh, wow.
That is amazing.
I would
for
love
the
to
Vietnam
get that
War
group back at the armory.
There's not as many of them left
that's
as there
true.
Used to be,
any
but they
them.
Need to have their reunion there. So if you're out there listening, I see these guys every once in a while, a few of them. But unfortunately, that age group is passing. But anyone who ever has any memories of the armory or your parents and grandparents,
we did a retiree event, and a couple of gentlemen in their 80s came and cornered me, and we talked probably for an hour and a half. They actually were stationed there, trained there, and they were talking about the upstairs, and it was great to listen to. It was awesome.
What is the best thing about it? Is it bringing something to life back downtown? Is it this whole, I know Jay Crodinger and Ryan Tanner, I'll turn your microphone back on, Jay. I know you guys have kind of a vision to really revitalize the downtown area. Is this Armory Event Center right across from the patio part of that?
Yes, I mean, I think, look, here
that's
we...
That's why it matches so well.
Yeah, we all, I think, have a love affair with preservation.
Right.
In particular, downtown, there's so much extraordinary architecture and just an incredible history down here. And that is a through line through all the things that we do as an organization. We like to preserve, bring things back to life, breathe new life into them, literally, as we are at the Armory, and just create good experiences for people in the community. And that has been what the Armory has been for us. Like Megan said, when you walk into the venue, it speaks for itself, and that's what we're so inspired by.
It does. The architecture, the building, the construction for me, I love doing that.
Yeah.
So
who
well
came? Did you guys approach Tanninger, or did they approach you?
We were working at the patio restaurant building now,
So you were helping them.
The tail end.
You were helping them make that vision come true, and they had other visions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and as I say, Larry Royalty or Royalty Electric owned the building, and they were there for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Larry called one day and said, hey, I think I might sell the building. And I called Ryan Fisher and I said, we should not let this pass by us.
Right.
And
yeah.
And so you're always looking for those collaborative partners, too. Even you run out of money? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Better have another, better get another damn Broadway hit pretty quick, boy.
And a carpenter doesn't help or hurt at all.
Right. Yeah. It was
good. That's just it. I don't think we knew exactly what we knew. We wanted the building because it was such a gem. But when we get in and Megan, you know, her passion was receptions and events mm-hmm. and stuff and it kind of all came together.
Yeah,
so
it was very organic, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because it was for, like Megan said, it's been 4 or 5 months. We're like, what do we, okay, we've got this. We know it's meant for something really important here. What do we do?
And yeah. You bought it at a time when, no matter what it was meant for, nothing was going to be happening. But it also gave you the blank slate to go in and work.
It did, you know, for a year and a half, nights, weekends, friends, family.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, all the tradesmen's, you know, that we work with during the day as well.
I do want to acknowledge that we are so fortunate to have Megan and Ryan as our partners. Ryan Fisher
Insane.
I mean, they are, well, thank
them.
You, but,
yeah.
You know, Megan, she really does keep that the venue packed and scheduled.
She's
and
amazing.
Ryan and his team over at Fisher Builders has done an extraordinary job ensuring that that venue looks incredible. And
we want to remind folks, we'll give the number again and all the information. It's not just for the weekends. You know, you can have an event there anytime. That's
mm-hmm.
a great thing
yeah.
about an
yes.
event center. If you want luncheons there, if you want whatever. I'm going to recommend this. I'm with the ladies who lunch once a month.
Oh,
well,
nice.
I was looking for someplace new to go.
Fabulous.
So, you know, it, just keep it on your radar. So real quick, 30 seconds, give me the spiel. How can I get in touch with you?
It's the Armory, QuincyArmory.com, and our phone number is 217-953-4600.
Give that number one more time.
217-953-4600.
Okay, folks, the Armory Event Center down on Jersey Street. Reimagine from an armory. They had to get all the guns and cannons and hand grenades out. They think they've got them all.
The gun range is still
yeah,
down there.
The gun range is still there. So if you want to have a scavenger hunt, it's a great idea. Thank you all for coming in. Always good to see you. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
You too.